Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, yes, we are back at it again. I am Kim Bullock Hennix, your abundance lifestyle and relationship coach, and I'm just truly excited about this segment today. Not only is it special because it's Mother's Day, but also one of my personal girlfriends, life coaching sisters, is here today to share her incredible life-changing story on Brown Sugar Radio. I'd love to welcome at this time Soribel Martinez. How are you today?
Hello, ladies. How are you, Kim?
Oh, I'm fabulous. I'm so honored to have you on Brown Sugar Radio today.
It's an honor for me to be here.
Yes. Well, I just want to first and foremost let all of my Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners know that Soribel is certainly a force to be reckoned with. She's overcome so many amazing, beautiful stories. I mean, at the time, it was traumatic, but being that she is an ultimate survivor and she's here to talk about it makes it miraculous. And so we're going to get into her deep emotional and spiritual journey and how she had the courage to dig deep and find full recovery and peace within herself to live on purpose. And I know a lot of you hear us say that as coaches. Living on purpose, what does that mean? Well, what I'm going to do is, first of all, before we discuss living on purpose, I'm going to have Soribel actually talk about her journey after she had been diagnosed with not one but two very scary brain aneurysms. Let's go back to that day, Soribel, and if you can share with my listeners what happened.
Well, Kim, I'm going to start a little bit before that because there's always a little story before you hit bottom,
absolutely,
correct? So
absolutely.
I came from the Dominican Republic when I was 12. My parents left us behind a little bit, and then we came to the United States. I do want to say that I have a history of brain aneurysm from my maternal side of the family. My grandmother passed away at the age of 33 years old when she was pregnant from a brain aneurysm. I have an aunt, her name is Celia. She had a brain aneurysm burst when she was 9 months pregnant when she was 34. So here I am, I was about 34 years old, living my life, very happy. My son at the time was 3 years old. I mean, I was living a good life. I was working as a psychotherapist, helping children, adolescents, and their families. I saw that I was living my life on purpose. But you know what? I was really in a really comfort zone in my life. Mm-hmm. I was working. I was enjoying my son. I was enjoying my life. But I was really not bringing forward the impact in the world that God had brought me to bring. And I knew that at some level in my mind. So I was living, things were good. I was planning a vacation to go to Panama with my son and some families and friends. And I started having this all these headaches, and I got a little bit concerned, not necessarily because of my family history, but because I saw that, you know, it was more like migraine headaches. So I go to the doctor, and I say, you know what, I'm not liking these headaches. I'm not feeling well. I'm getting them every so often. I know that I have a very stressful job, but you know what? I don't like it. I would like to see if, how you can help me. So the doctor said, well, because of your family history of brain aneurysm and everything that has happened with your Aunt Celia, that she almost died. She had to really recover herself. I mean, she had to learn how to talk, how to walk. I mean, her story alone is huge. I need to send you for an MRI. I say, okay. He sends me for an MRI. I go for my MRI, and he'll come home. I never saw in a million years that day, like 3-4 days later, as I'm walking to go to the mall to buy some things to get ready for my vacation, he calls my doctors. And my doctor says, sorry, Belle, I have to talk to you. Your MRI is back. I said, okay. He says, well, I don't have good news. The MRI shows that you don't have just only one aneurysm, but you have two aneurysms. And we need you to come in, and we need to start planning for treatment.
Wow. Tim,
I felt like my life has stopped in that moment because I was like, two brain aneurysm. I already had the experience. I experienced myself, my Aunt Celia's, what happened with her, her recovery and all of that she went through. My grandmother died from it. And I'm like, my son is only 3 years old. What am I going to do? I cannot believe
gosh.
This is happening to me.
Yeah,
I was
really
devastated. It was.
Oh,
it was a really difficult time of my life. So that was just the beginning of a whole process, not just of going through the treatment of the aneurysms, but also a process of self-awakening for me, empowerment, and transformation. And in a way that it was so profound in my spiritual life, and my physical health, and also emotionally. And I took it on, and in the beginning, I'm going to say, I used to think about dying every single day. I used to think about how I was going to, my son was only 3 years old, and I had gone through so much to be a mother. Motherhood for me was also a miracle, because after 7 losses, in my life, I had my son, and now he was going to lose me. I just couldn't comprehend that situation in my head. It was it was rough. It was really rough, Kim. So now what happened is that I started just thinking negative. I was invaded in the thought of death and how I was going to leave my son at 3 years old, and how was that not fair? So what I did was I started looking for someone. So I started looking for a psychologist because I knew that I needed to talk to someone about it. So I found a psychologist, and I only went for one session because that's all I needed. He said to me, sorry, Belle. And he looked at me right on my eyes, and he said, if you think about death, you are going to die. You need to shift your mindset and the way that you're looking at this situation right now, otherwise the results are not going to be positive for you. That's the only session that I needed. So
that's
as a therapist,
crazy.
As a therapist, I knew exactly what he was saying to me. I needed to really, I needed to take on a whole process to shift my mindset, the way I was thinking, and the ways I was confronting the situation, right? And that's exactly what I did, Kim. I decided that day that I was not going to allow this situation to take away from me the purpose that I was living for. I had a purpose. God had brought me into the world with a purpose, and I was not living that purpose to the fullest, right?
Absolutely.
So, from the time I was diagnosed at the end of, it was November 2009, to the time that I had the brain surgery in 2010, it took me that amount of time for me to prepare spiritually, emotionally, and physically to find the right person, the right doctor, to do the surgery for me. But in that process, it was not just about finding the right doctor. It was about my spiritual life. It was about my emotional health. And it was also about transforming my life from the inside out so I can live my life on purpose. Because
yes.
I knew that I didn't want to leave the hospital on a black bag. I wanted to leave the hospital walking on my feet.
That's powerful.
So I no longer was thinking about death. Now I was just going to start a process of mindset shifting, my spiritual life. I needed to connect more with God. I needed to connect with my life purpose and the reason why he sent me here, and I started doing that work. So the first thing that I did, my mindset, I shifted the way I was thinking every single day about the situation. I started praying. I started meditating. I started getting closer to God. I'm talking about the spiritual part of things. Understanding, having a clear understanding of why I was here in the world and why God was shaking me a little bit, because I needed to wake up from that sleepiness and that whole way of living. And I was not living on purpose, and I needed to begin that process again. So the first thing that someone needs to do, Kim, when they are confronting a difficult situation in their life, they need to sit down and they need to understand that it is their mindset and the way they're looking at the situation that is making them feel depressed, anxious,
yes.
overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
and stuck. Right?
Right, right.
So that's
absolutely.
The first. Yeah, you know, as a coach, that's the first step, the mind. We have to transform that mind. And I'm not talking about the brain itself. I'm talking about the mind, the spiritual part of you that is here for a purpose, right?
Absolutely.
So after
yes.
I did that, after I did that mindset work, at the same time I was working on finding a doctor, to be honest with you, I saw about 30, 40 doctors because I went to New York, I went to Cleveland, Ohio, I went to Boston. In Connecticut, I went to see different neurosurgeons to do the surgery.
Now how long was this process, sorry, Bill, like during the time you discovered you had the two aneurysms and by the time you had the surgery, how long was it, a matter of days? Did they rush you in right away or did it take a process?
It took a process because the aneurysm had not, they were still not, it was not an emergency surgery. So I was diagnosed at the end of November of 2009. And I had the surgery in September 24th of 2010.
Okay, so
they
waited.
About
plus you took
a
your
year.
Time, about a year, but you took your time to find a good doctor mm-hmm. and everything, and that's so important, especially with a surgery that vital, you know? Wow.
Yes. And for me, it was not only about finding the right doctor, but for me, it was about being prepared to walking into that surgery room and understanding that it was a matter of dying or living, but I was choosing to live. I was going to help my part of my creation. You know, we are co-creators, right, with God.
Yes.
God does one part, and we do another part, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So for
that's
me,
it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah? So for me, it was about doing my part and my co-creation with God so he saw in it, that the work that I was doing deeply and emotionally. You know, I was dealing with some things with my son's father. I come from a family, I have great parents, but my family was very dysfunctional because, you know, my mom, my dad, their relationship wasn't the best. So I was dealing with some anger. I was dealing with some, you know, resentment. So there was some
yes.
healing that I needed to do, and that's why I needed to embark myself into this process of transformation so I can really go in the surgery, prepare to do what I had to do. And I chose to live. I chose that I was going to do everything possible to live and show God that I knew exactly what was the message. The message for me was you need to live your life on purpose. You need to do in the world what I was sent you to do because I was too comfortable. in my own life.
I love it. You said choose to live. Girl, let me tell you something. That gave me chills when you said that. Choose to live. We need a hashtag.
Choose to live.
Choose to live. You feel me? That's deep.
Yes.
That's deep.
It's a choice. It's a choice that we have. And in that process, I remember when I, the first time that I met the doctor that conducted the surgery, he said, "Hi, Ms. Martinez, how are you?" I said, "Hi, how you doing?" He said, "So what brings you here?" I said to him, "Can I ask you a question?" At that point, Kim, I knew so much about brain aneurysm that the only thing that I didn't know how to do was to do the surgery. So
okay.
I knew
yeah,
a lot.
Okay. Right. You did your homework, okay? Listen.
I did my homework.
My listener, Sorbell, knows how to dig some information up. If I need something, I'm going to tell you. Between Sorbell and Alicia, who's my other power partner, those women know how to find some information, okay?
Resources. You got to be resourceful when it's needed.
Oh, I love it. Yes, that's it.
So I said to him, "Can I ask you a question?" And he said, "Yes, of course." I said, "Well, I'm a therapist. If you had a problem and you need an answer, would you want that therapist to give you the answer or would you want to get your own answers?" And then he looks at me and he says, "Oh, I know what kind of patient you are. I can't just give you just any answer, right? So listen to me. Give me 2 weeks." That's what he said to me. "Give me 2 weeks. Give me the results. Give me your test. Give me the MRI. I'm going to put this in a very high-tech technology machine. I need to look at the anatomy of these aneurysms, and then I need to get back to you with some information. Is that okay?" I said, "Yeah, take your time." He went, took his time. 2 weeks later, I came back to see him. When I came back to see him, he takes a pen, paper, and a pencil, and he starts explaining to me details by detail. And then in my mind, I said, "This is the doctor. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's talking about." And on top of it, he was a neurosurgeon that specialized in brain aneurysms.
Look
right?
at God. Girl,
so
look at God.
So that's what he
God.
Did all day, every day.
Oh, man. Now, this is a question I need to ask you in regards to brain aneurysms and just truly not knowing enough about it. So you said you waited a year from the time you discovered it to your surgery. So basically these aneurysms, they sit there for years. I'm thinking in my mind an aneurysm is something that just, oh, someone's stressing out and all of a sudden it just pops. So it doesn't happen that way. Basically they form and they sit there for years at a time or months?
As in some points, for some people, you are, sometimes you can be born with brain aneurysm, especially if it's hereditary. What happens is that it comes to a point that it does burst. Mine, in my situation, they did not burst. My mom, my aunt, and my grandmother, theirs burst. And that's when it causes a stroke, and then you have blood in your brain. So mine, the two that I had, didn't burst yet. So that's why I had a good period of time to look for the right doctor and to plan around that. But for me, I think it was
During that time, did they provide you with medication to prevent it from getting bigger or possibly busting? You know what I mean? Or did you have to get, like, CAT scans all the time? What did they do during that year to monitor and to make sure it did not bust?
There was no monitoring because the headaches that I was having, they were, I was having migraine headaches.
And I get them for real. Yeah. I hear
exactly.
you.
So in all reality, the headaches were not a symptom of, but thank God that I had the headaches, that I went to the doctor, and the doctor was intelligent enough to say, "You have a history, and we need to look further." So he truly was sent by God to warn me about what was going on, okay?
That's beautiful.
So
that is
in
beautiful.
That period of time, I was not getting any medication. I was not being further monitored. The doctor did take me out of work because my job was very stressful, so I was out of work for about a year. Because the stress, of course, increases your blood pressure and also can cause brain aneurysm to, you know, to burst. Because being in a high-stress life can cause issues and difficulties. You know that.
Yes, yes.
So at that point, when he talked to me after I saw, I don't know how many doctors, I can say like from 30 to 40 doctors going around and seeing different people.
Wow.
I knew he was the person that got sent for me to have the surgery with. I felt it in my heart. I felt it in my soul. I felt it in my gut that he was the person.
Yeah, I can hear the conviction in your voice. I hear it, you know, and it's just, this is what's so powerful about your story. God kept you during that time, and he had you draw near to him through prayer and through meditation. Right now, look, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear nothing else, she was not on medication during that time. They didn't do regular CAT scans. God kept her during that time and gave her favor because she knew who to turn to. Okay?
Yep.
Very powerful right there. And,
it's very important to understand, too, Kim. I'm sorry about that.
No, go ahead. Uh-huh.
And I'm also want to tell those people that are going through a tough time right now that you need to join God in the process of transforming your life. You are a co-creator of your life, and you have power to change the things that you can change, like your mindset, like the negative thinking, the negative talk, the negative ways of living. That stuff you can change. God has given you the power and has given a purpose, like Kim and myself, to help you overcome situations like this. So don't feel like you have to drop everything on God's lap. You, as a co-creator, you have the power to change and transform the ways that you are thinking about your situation right now in this moment.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. We call that stinking thinking in the coaching world. Okay, that negativity is a huge no-no. That word can't, it does not exist in the world of coaching, all right? And it's just so important that we empower our clients to let them know that you are the co-creator of your life, you know? And the saying I often like to use is God's gift to you was life, but now your gift is what you do with that life. What are you going to bring to the table? What are you going to give back to God? That dash in between the date of your birth and your death, what is in your dash?
Yes. And the thing is that same thing that is there is your life purpose. Something that you need to understand in the process of your transformation and empowering yourself to make change is that you were brought to this world with a purpose. You were designated. You were picked, hand-picked by God. You were named by him to come to this world to do something special. And what happens is that if you are living in your comfort zone, if you are living in a way that's comfortable to you, and you are not doing exactly what you were brought to do in this world, your life is going to be shaken the way my life was.
Man.
He's going to tell you, you need to wake up and you need to do something about it. You need to do something different now because you didn't come here to sit on a chair. I'm very successful. I'm a smart woman. I went to college. I have 3 master's degree. I have studied.
I have done
things in the world.
Okay.
I have done things in the world, Kim, but it was not to the fullest, to the extent that God had brought me to do it.
My God.
So because I was comfortable, he made me uncomfortable. He made me uncomfortable.
Won't he do it? Girl, won't he do it? He's going to say, listen, I'm going to push you. He's our
a
coach.
A little bit.
You know what I'm saying? God is the coach's coach. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Will put us in positions. This is so funny. I often talk about God-sized assignments, being an abundance coach, and I push my clients to go beyond what their average thinking is. And this is an area, and it's really unfortunate. Most people do not go beyond that mediocre thinking until a catastrophe has hit them. Do not wait until God shifts you. Do not wait until it's too late when you're on your deathbed or somebody's gotten in a horrible car crash or you lost your job. Do it now, because what you're doing is you're exercising your faith, and God honors that. And you did a beautiful job going through that. Let me tell you, I know that had to be initially a very dark time, but once God got you, girl, in his lap and started embracing you and letting you know, look, you my child, you're going to be all right. That's when you started walking in your power. And not only the beautiful thing, you're a Latina mompreneur. I love how you call yourself on a mission to support and empower other women. And big shout out, this is the day before Mother's Day. And Soribel wanted to come on live today. I said, girl, listen, this is going to be a beautiful testimony that you have as a single parent. And I want for all the women to know that, you know, Soribel has something special she's going to introduce later on down the line for Mother's Day. But this is great, what you're sharing. Yes. We do have a few callers on the line. I don't know if they have any questions or comments. Are you open to taking a few questions right now, or did you want them to direct it to your email?
If there's a few people that have questions, I can. I just want to take half a minute to say this. I went in surgery, and the doctor says, sorry about you, ready. And I said, I see you in 8 hours, because it took 8 hours for the surgery. I said, I see you in 8 hours. When I woke up, I said to him, when you call my name, if I ask you for orange juice, you know that I'm all right. That surgery was on a Friday, Kim. I went home Monday morning walking and talking the way I'm talking to you today.
Oh,
not only that.
Awesome.
I went home, and he said to me, I knew you were not going to leave this hospital in a black bag. I knew you were going to walk home. And
to say this,
be a co-creator of your own life with God. Reignite. Refine your purpose, okay? Find that passion, that thing that you have, that thing that you want to do in the world. Reconnect with that, because it's that what is going to give you life, and it's that what's going to help you get through whatever it is that you're going through today.
Girl, you have said something right there, okay? Wow. What left the same way you came in, didn't have no speech delayments, didn't have to go to rehabilitation to learn how to walk all over again.
I went home.
Wow.
And 2 weeks later, I was driving, and 1 month later, I went back to work.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
So,
what a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yes. So if I have few people that have questions, I'm open to take those if we still
have
time.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we do have a few callers. If you're just calling to listen, let us know. Just say, I'm listening. Please don't hang up. People get scared when I pull them on the air. Just let me know. Say, I'm listening, Kim. Go right on ahead and continue, okay? All right. We have a 917. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. 917. Hello. All right, we'll move on to the next caller. I said, don't be scared, y'all. Don't be scared. All right. We got a 702. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. 702. Hello.
That's 702-374.
There we go. We ain't scared today. Just on that.
How you doing, Ms. Cerebo? I listened to your testimony, and it brings me to a dark place with my mother. And my mother had an aneurysm, and unfortunately, she didn't make it. And at the time of her death,
sorry to hear.
Yeah, she had four strokes before she died. And one of the aneurysms caused a hemorrhaging in her
mm-hmm.
head. And
mm-hmm.
they wasn't where it was located in her brain. They couldn't get to inside her brain to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it started to go into a stroke, into a heart attack. And so Mother's Day is a day that reminds me of my mother. And
yeah.
I'm coming to tears because I miss my mom, you know.
Yeah, girl, you're going to make me cry, okay? We all going to be leaking on the line in a minute.
I know.
Oh, Lord, very emotional.
Think about the aneurysm and how much, how much you went into finding out more information about what an aneurysm is and what causes an aneurysm. My mother had hers unexpectedly. But in our family, we have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and so forth. My mother had all the above except cholesterol. But when she did have her aneurysm, it caused her to go into the hospital. And when she was lying in the bed, in the hospital bed, they couldn't say, if they could stop the bleeding at that time. But then she went into having another one, a massive aneurysm. And that's the one that the blood on her brain. And the doctor said there was nothing that they could do about it at that time. And they couldn't get to the brain, the part of the brain, to drain the blood off of her brain. So they told us to prepare, any day, she may be going. But let me tell you, before my mother passed away, at one point we thought she was going to make it. And just suddenly she had a heart attack, and it took her, it took her life. But what I'm trying to say is that Mother's Day is a day for me to remind me of your testimony and people like you who survived.
It's a pleasure. It's a blessing, to be honest with you. I am so sorry about your mom. It's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thank God for the healing power. Like you said, transformation starts with the mind, and it starts with the power that God gives you to change your mind.
That's right.
I'm coming from 2 Timothy about that, changing the mind, because God did not give us a fear, but of power and of love.
Yeah, oh, that's one of my favorite scriptures right there. Mm-hmm.
So we have the power to transform. And
mm-hmm.
God,
yes.
Like I said, we are co-creators of our life. God gives us the power to create the path that we take in our lives. And I just
Very
want
true.
To say that, and I just thank you for your testimony, and I thank God that he healed you. And I just thank God that you're here today to break and partake in other people's lives, the mantle that you have to give to others. And I just
Beautiful.
Thank God for Kim, and that's my
Aww.
Best friend. I
thank
just thank
you.
God that he's using her to touch people's lives and pour into people's lives as he uses you also. People that she is connecting to is, a blessing. To have the empowerment. And I just thank
Absolutely.
God for both.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you so much, Naz. We appreciate that.
Thank
we really
you so much for
it.
Sharing.
Absolutely.
Thank you
yes.
for sharing. I know it's a very hard situation when it happened to my aunt. She was nine months pregnant. They had to do an emergency cesarean. They had to do emergency surgery. And it took her years to recuperate. So
that's crazy.
When I share this story, I share because I know how much of a privilege, how much of a blessing it is for me to be here today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let me try to grab a couple of more callers here. We have a few more minutes remaining. Thank you, Arnez, for sharing. All right, we have a 213. 213, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? Hello, hello. Don't be scared, y'all. Y'all, this is so funny. They kill me with that. Listen, type in the chat then. If you got a question, okay, Let me go to the next
call.
Yeah, type
in the chat.
Yes. All right. Let's see. We got a 619. 619. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Alicia. Hi.
Alicia.
Lady.
I was just talking to you.
Hi, Alicia.
You hear me?
Hi.
I
was trying to type in the chat. I was trying to type in the chat, but it wouldn't let me. So I was like, let me call in and hopefully I can speak with Sorabelle because I have a question, my dear.
Yes. What is it?
How did you kind of, you know, like you said, you had a very young son, and that can be very, very difficult. How did you, what were the steps you took with him? I mean, because we can't leave him out of the equation. He was
very
much
the most important part of it after all.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So can you give me a little insight?
What I did was, and to be honest with you, I didn't do this alone. I had a whole, I had created a whole support system around me to support me. I'm not going to lie to you. It was my school sending dinner to my house. It was my family. It was an aunt that came from Spain to bathe me and watch my body and take care of me. My whole head was shaved. So I had really big staples. My son was not with me in the house for about the first 5 days. He didn't come home. And when he saw me, he said, "Mommy, you look like a monster." That's what he was. And
I
did was, because I'm a therapist, I was able to guide him through, you know, the process. Thank God he was not traumatized through the whole process, because I was so intentional about, you know, where he was going to be while I was in surgery, who was going to take care of him. My Aunt Celia, who's now recuperated from her aneurysm, my mom, my father, my brothers, my community, God, my church. I mean, I had a whole thing. I teach women this. The thing with women is that we think that we can do it all, and we can do it all alone. And that's a lie.
All right, girl, that's
a lie. No, we're not. No, we don't need to be superwomen. We don't need to be super nothing. All we have to be is able to do the work and really get people to join our cause, get people to join our movement, and people will come and help us. And I have people to help me. I have friends that came from Florida. I remember friends that came from Florida to visit me, people that came from New Jersey, from all over, that are my friends, to support me, to just come, sit with me for a couple hours, and then go home. So it's all about support, having a support system that I can really support you in the really in the time of difficulties.
I love that. Thank you for sharing. That's beautiful. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, it was not done alone. It was truly the doctors, the nurses, everybody, my mom. I had purchased a truck, an SUV, so I was just in case I was able to be in a comfortable car. I mean, I what can I tell you? My people from my job, you know. So it's about community. You cannot do things alone. Your community has to join you, and you got to be willing to allow people to help you. Don't feel the shame because somebody has to see you naked. Don't feel shame because somebody has to watch your body. Don't feel shame because they shave your hair. Girl, 3 days later, I was wearing a wig. You think I was going to be ashamed of
girl,
nothing?
Look, there's people wear wigs who ain't had surgery, okay?
Exactly.
What you talking about?
I had a friend that... I had a friend that custom made a wig for me that I used to wear to go. When I used to go in public, I used to wear that. When I didn't want to wear a wig, I would wear some, you know, hair wraps that I have purchased that were very beautiful. So you know what? You just allow God to do the miracle. You can't fight against what God wants to do with you. You can't.
I love it. Beautiful.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Sorabelle.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alicia, for calling in. Appreciate it. That's funny.
Oh,
I was just speaking to you. I said Alicia and Sorabelle can find some information.
Girl, I heard
I'd have thought you up. I'd have thought you up.
Sorabelle, bless me. Sorabelle's story blessed my spirit. Thank you.
Isn't it amazing? Amazing. All right.
God is
good.
All right,
we got one more. The time. Yes, he is. All right, we got one more caller here. All right, Alicia, I'm going to put you back on mute. Thank you for calling. Okay, all righty. I have another 917. This one is, let me try it. We got two. We got a 917. The first number begins with an 8. The other one began with a 3. 9178. I wonder what area code that is. Hello, hello, you there? Do you know, anyone know where 917 is? All right, so we have two 917s listening. So you got a fan base there in the 917 area. They just shine.
What's that, New York? I think that's New York.
Okay, fabulous.
I think so. Not sure.
All right. I don't know, girl, but anyway. All right, well, this is awesome, awesome. So before we end, I'd love for you to share the Mother's Day special that you have for the women that are tuned in today.
Okay, so if you visit my website, www.soribelmartinez.com, I have a guide that I have created. It's 7 steps to more happiness, joy, and fulfillment. So you can get that for free today, and I hope that, you know, you can take advantage of. It's a value-packed guide. It's about 47 pages with, it's a guide slash workbook, and in there, I share some of the most important exercises and things that I did to really help myself. It talks about self-love. It talks about forgiveness. Oh, let me not start talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness was a really huge thing in that process. Forgiving myself, forgiving others, talking about shifting your mindset. There is a great exercise in there and how to completely shift your mindset and how to kick the limiting beliefs on the butt. So if you really think that you want more joy, happiness, and fulfillment in your life, you know, download the free gift. It's amazing. And there's a bonus audio tool that I recorded that I think is going to be very helpful. And also, you know what? Don't be a stranger. You can find me on social media. My name is Soribel Martinez. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and also if you have any questions, just, you know what, send me a message at soribel@soribelmartinez.com. I'm very flexible. I'm here. If you need me, I'm here for you. God put me on this earth to fulfill a purpose. My purpose is to help every single one around really embark into a process of self-awakening, empowerment, and transformation, and just know that you are a co-creator of your life, and anything that you want, you can create, and he's available, but you got to be willing to do the work.
You got to do the work. That's it. We just can't believe it, but you have to make sure you put in the work. Absolutely. It's all a process that works hand in hand. Absolutely beautiful. I have enjoyed you today. Want to say you have blessed my soul amongst my listeners today, and it certainly, I know, hit a chord with, you know, many as well. And with this being Mother's Day, I certainly want to shout out all the beautiful mothers today and even the ones that have gone on to glory. We're going to honor you today and just say that we love you and we're thinking of you. And so what, I mean, I just literally have goosebumps all over from today's show because it was just so miraculous what happened. For people who don't believe in miracles, look at Soribel Martinez. She is a living, breathing, walking miracle. All right? So I just, girl,
that's my story.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, well, you know, you are welcome back anytime, anytime.
Anytime you want.
You got to say, you command the attention here on Brown Sugar Radio. We've got much love for you, Soribel. And thank you once again for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day. Remember, you are a mother, and that's a gift. So happy Mother's Day. Enjoy.
Oh, beautiful. All right. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and close at this time, and you have heard it live here on Brown Sugar Radio, and so make sure, please support our page. Also, you can follow Brown Sugar Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and we'd love for you to spread the word with a friend. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and close. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.
Well, it's about that time for us to end, but until we meet again, spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio to a friend. Join us next week on the livest urban premiere show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're celebrating the champion in you and making dreams come true. Changing lives one show at a time. Brown Sugar Radio, making life easier.